You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Gold with Dom and Jeremy?
Yeah. Y'all ready to go? Susie is representing for the ladies today. Good morning, Susie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
You like that little intro, do you, Susie?
You guys are awesome.
I know, right?
Well, we try our best.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
What do you do, Susie?
I am a director of nursing down here in our lovely city of Denver for Health One HCA.
Well, you're a good human.
Appreciate
thanks,
that.
Thanks for doing
well,
that.
You
guys have been working your butts off.
Yeah. Have you had the two shots yet?
I have.
Good.
Feeling okay? Doing all right?
I am. It kicked my butt there for about 12 hours, but then it was over just as quickly as it started, and all
yeah.
is well.
So. You know, I talked to a buddy just last night who works over at Children's Hospital, and he said the same thing. He's like, the second shot did him in for about 12 to 15 hours overnight. He's like, chills, just not feeling good. He's like, but that means it was working.
Boy, I'll take that trade-off.
Yeah, he's like, it far outweighed anything else. He's like,
sign me up.
Fine the next day. Let's do it.
We were just talking with some really good friends of ours who live about 1,400 miles away, and they were supposed to come out last year for a visit, and we canceled.
Yeah.
And now we are planning for like September or October for them to fly out, and we're hoping that would be a good time frame. You know,
you know what? It's a total crapshoot right now. It could be, it could not be, but plan for it and then just let it ride.
Yeah,
and see
that's right.
Play out by then.
Hopefully,
that's
we get poked
we
by then.
We figure we get poked in like June or July. So,
yep.
Susie, good luck to you today, okay?
Thank you.
You're going up against a guy named Brandon. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your line of work, sir?
I work in the fabulous world of insurance underwriting, which usually ends the conversation right there.
Lucky SOB.
I do have to tell you, Brandon, that I always have a laugh asking people, you know, when you were like in sixth grade, was this your dream job, you know, to be an insurance underwriter?
Actually, I grew up in a small town where the only major employer was an insurance company, and I swore my whole life I am never going to work in insurance.
That's funny.
Well, you know what? You bring a good side to it, Brandon. You're exactly what the insurance industry needs.
That's right. Bubbly personality.
That's right.
A real go-getter.
Yes.
What do you like to do for fun, though?
Anything but insurance.
Okay, good answer. Good answer.
Listen, here's how this game works. Jeremy is going to ask Susie some questions that guys are more likely to know, and then I've got questions for Brandon that women are more likely to know. Best out of three will win, and we'll be getting the... We didn't even say the prize.
Oh, no, we're going to wander down the hall to our little bookshelf we have here, and we're going to pull you off a copy of Mindbender Volume 3, and we're going to mail it right to you, okay?
Mindbender book, yeah.
There you go.
People fight over those things, man. If we're tied after
three... Why are you laughing, Susie?
Because that's what you're doing for fun, because it's anything other than insurance. I love it.
She's a jolly lady.
You are a jolly lady.
You know, I want somebody like you switching out my bedpan, Susie. That is damn sure. Somebody's got a sense of humor.
My goodness.
You're exactly the nurse I want.
Bedpan, let's get right to the catheter. Are you kidding me?
Whoa, no.
Susie would have a blast. Cold hands!
I've already made it clear to my wife, Susie, that if the doctors ever come in, if I'm lying in a hospital bed and they say... That, you know, they have to insert a catheter. My instructions are, I am a DNR. Just let me go right there.
Pull the plug.
I'm not doing that.
Right? We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
You don't know. You might love it.
Can I get two?
It honestly sounds super convenient.
Funny. Where are we? Oh, that's the prize. And we also alternate who goes first. Today, the girls are going first. Jeremy, Susie is all yours.
Giggling Susie, here we go. Woo-hoo. Please name for me the host of the new Netflix show that is called The History of Swear Words.
Oh, no clue.
Take a guess.
But,
That's Mr. Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage.
The weirdo Nicolas Cage.
Creepy Nick Cage.
He's strange.
He's so strange.
Well, we like him. I was going to think Samuel L. Jackson more than him. But
oh,
okay.
That would have been a great fit.
See, that would have been perfect.
That would have been perfect, yeah.
Brandon, your first question. Actor Dax Shepard is married to this actress. Who is it?
Since I don't even know who he is, I have no guess. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
It's all right.
It's Kristen Bell. He's married to Kristen Bell.
Oh, I know those two.
You awesome. Know them now.
You know them.
All right, now back over to Susie.
Susie, where would I find a Maroni sticker? Or it's also called a Maroni label. Either one of those.
I'm going to say beer bottle. I don't know.
Hey, at least she guessed. It's not right. It's the window label there. On a car, when you go like look at a new car, the little window sticker that, you know, outlines all the information, the miles per gallon, all the warranty, all that.
It's a Monroney.
Okay.
It's a Maroney.
I would challenge that a guy might not even know that answer.
Come on. That's crazy talk.
That's a serious challenge you're throwing
you're
out
probably
there.
Right, though.
I absolutely knew that one.
See?
See? He
Brandon knew.
Monroney. Named after the senator who actually had it. Senator Monroney. Back to Brandon. I'll give you another actress question. This actress provided the voice of Anna in Frozen. Who was that?
I feel like that was Kirsten Bell.
Yeah, come on. Give it to him.
Give it to him?
Give it to him.
It's Kristen Bell.
He said it. It's
Is
fine.
It Kirsten Bell? That's
it's close enough.
In other words, the first two questions were both Kristen Bell. That's right.
Can you give the guy something about nail polish next, for goodness sakes?
I could. Kristen Bell is, again, the answer. Susie, here's what it comes down to. You need this one to stay alive.
Yes.
If you miss it, the game is over, and Brandon will take a thrilling 1-0 victory.
All right, here we go. Stop laughing for just a second. What type of sports equipment is made by the Callaway Company?
Oh, my God. Golf.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Right.
You're right.
What I was thinking is my son's going to kill me if I don't get this one.
Oh, that is a horrible thing for your son to do
he
to you.
He gave birth to him and he kills you? My God.
Susie, are you okay?
Yeah. Callaway Golf.
Well,
blink twice if you're in trouble.
Stop giggling. Right.
So, Brandon, if you get this one, you win the game.
All right.
If you miss it, we go to sudden death overtime. Peptides. Peptides are used in lip gloss. What do they do?
They make the lips look more full.
I'm going to accept that. It means they plump them up.
Plump
and the
it.
Game yep. is over.
Yeah. Oh, Susie Q. Oh, Susie.
Dang it.
Here's a question,
sorry,
though. Did you, Susie, did you have a good time?
I actually did. And thank you for that because, I learned something. I was hoping for some, mechanic parts or questions or something like that. But
okay.
This is all good. This was very fun.
Good.
It. Yeah.
Good, Susie.
Well, you do have to take a little bit of medicine. As a nurse, you're used to this, but instead of administering it, you have to take it. Are you ready for your medicine?
Bring it.
Boys rule.
There you go.
Boys rule today, Susie.
You'll be fine, Susie.
You go have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Brandon, you have got the Mindbender book, Volume 3, and you put the boys up 1-0 for the month of Feb. Way to go.
Awesome.
Good job, buddy.
Listen, please stand by, and Josh is going to come back. He'll get some information from you, and we'll get that book in the mail. Thanks for listening, bud.
Love the show. Thanks.
Well,
thank you, Brandon.
Okay, there you go. The boys are out to another lead.
Here we go. Back at it.
We'll play again on Thursday.